Hey, this is Manuel Ferrero coming to you live from Sports Grill Kendall. And on tonight's show, we have our special guest, Scott Suchu from JoBooLifestyle.com with our very own JoBoo for the show. And we're going to be giving out some other JoBoos here in a few minutes. Plus our health topic today, migraines and headaches with the doctor, Dr. Ray, of course, and sports with the sports dwarf, David Dwork. Start dialing in now to get on the show on the Hot Corner Show hotline at 347-637-3978.
Welcome to the Hot Corner Show on the ISPS Radio Podcast Network with your host, Dr. Ray, the softball-playing chiropractor and the official chiropractor of ISPS, and Manuel T. Ferrero III, the commissioner of international slow-pitch softball. Listen to the Hot Corner Show every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern right here on the ISPS Radio Podcast Channel. Call the show at 347-637-3978 and talk sports and health topics with Dr. Ray. Plus, slow-pitch softball from around the world with Manuel T. Ferrero III, fantasy sports, special guests, and more. Call the show now on the special guest call-in hotline at 347-637-3978. Now, bring your A-game, because you're about to experience the Hot Corner.
Thank you very much, everybody. Love the studio audience applause. It's your host here, Dr. Ray, the softball-playing chiropractor on the Hot Corner, coming to you live another Wednesday night at 7 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio /ISPSO. Want to welcome everybody into the show tonight. We're going to have a great one. As Manny mentioned earlier, we have JoBoo with us on the show tonight. If you guys are Major League fans, and Major League is, to me, one of the top baseball movies of all time, one of my favorite movies of all time, period. JoBoo is just, you know exactly who we're talking about. Serrano, Pedro Serrano, who is now actually the Allstate guy. funnily enough, you're in good hands. He had great hands in the movie. Serrano never made an error. He made that one diving play that was really great. But Major League, man, what a great movie. One of my favorites. So JoBoo and JoBoo Lifestyle, they're going to be on with us tonight. We got a JoBoo for the Periscope watchers there hanging out. So if you guys answer some Major League Baseball trivia tonight, you have a chance to win a JoBoo. Manny's going to tell you a little bit more about that later. Of course, we're going to have a health topic. We're going to talk about migraines and headaches, and a lot of people have them, and a lot of people walk around with just pills and try to take stuff, and it's just they never end. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And, of course, we're going to end up with our sports dork, David Dwork, who has an announcement for the Hot Corner. We're breaking all kinds of news here on the Hot Corner
I don't know if you should say that.
Actually, it's true. I don't know if we're at liberty to say that. That's true.
I don't know.
It may be top secret. We don't know. We'll have to find out later on during the sports tour section of the show. But want to introduce my man, co-host, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Manuel T. Ferrero III, the lion that's made a lion. Manny, how are you tonight, sir?
Hello. I'm doing great, brother. I feel a lot more spiritual today, man. It's a spiritual show today here
spiritual
with
day.
Our very own JoBoo, man. I love it, man. I love it. Let me hold on. Give it a little. Pedro Serrano's. I don't know. I guess this is Santeria or Voodoo. I don't know.
It's definitely Santeria. I mean, it's a Cuban god. And he drinks rum and he smokes cigars. I wonder if he plays dominoes. You know what? We're going to have to find out.
I wonder if he plays baseball or softball, man.
We're going to have to ask Scott from JoBooLifestyle.com in a minute. But before we get there, Manny, what's been going on since the last show? This is how we always open up.
Well, brother, I spend the beautiful weekend over there at beautiful Magic Kingdom. Which, man, it's getting so crazy expensive to go to the Magic Kingdom Disney World. $132 per person, Dr. Ray. It's
wow.
Ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I went over there with my family, took over my son for his birthday, and we had a great time. It was a great time over there in the Magic Kingdom, but a little bit too expensive. It's getting crazy, man. $132 for a day at the beautiful Magic Kingdom. And today I did a little convention, Dr. Ray. I went over there to the Greater Fort Lauderdale CBB. They had a meeting of all the sports organizations here that host tournaments in South Florida over there at the Hard Rock Cafe in Hollywood, Florida. I spent the day over there meeting a lot of interesting people, making a lot of great connections, and introducing ISPS to a lot of new potential partners. So I had a great day, and nothing much, Dr. Ray. I'm leaving back to the West Coast on Friday, back to Cali.
Wow.
So we'll be out there on the West Coast this weekend, brother. What about you, man?
Wow, man, that's crazy. Well, it's been crazy for me too lately in the office. A lot of really good things been going on, but I've also been looking for a house. And man, the market right now is so crazy. Things are just so crazy expensive, and like just for the area. And then I don't know. It's just real estate is like a crazy game right now. But I'm telling you, it's just. Frustrating, man. It's like, you want how much for what, for this, for that? And then there's good, there's good places out there, but then at the same time, they're super far, so it's all about location. I mean, it's crazy, man. But in the office, a lot of really good things have been going on. Just this past week, these things have happened. It's been kind of crazy since our last show. I helped somebody out with insomnia. Young girl in school, she hadn't slept for like 3 months, she said. And all of a sudden, after about 2 weeks coming in,
does she stay up until 3 a.m., 4 a.m. on the phone with her little boyfriends and stuff?
No, man, not at all. Actually, she was under a lot of stress at work, and her diet was really bad. So we worked on a couple things, and she actually had some health issues that were causing her insomnia. So it was actually a great thing that she came, because somebody else may have just given some medication, and she would have ignored these underlying health problems. So I'm glad that we were able to fix that, and her insomnia went away. I also was able to diagnose a really rare and autoimmune disease called polydermatomyositis. And basically, this girl's had pain in her feet for a very long time, and they swell from time to time, and nobody can figure out what it is that's going on. She's been to podiatrists, orthopedists, a bunch of doctors, all kinds of people. Nobody could figure out what's happening. They all suggested surgery and like bloodletting and like drilling holes in her ankles to let out like fluid and stuff. I mean, just crazy stuff. And if it is an autoimmune disease, which we're waiting on the testing now to come back, and everything is pointing towards it, we're going to be able to help her out a lot without having to do any of that. And then another cool story was, there was a pregnant lady that came in, could not walk, literally like hanging on to her friend on the way in. It took her like 30, like at least 30 seconds to move like 2 feet. It took her a minute and a half just to lay down on the table so I could examine her. She was in so much pain. She came in 2 days later, and she was, like, moving around. She was getting up and down. You could tell she was still in pain, but it was a huge, huge change. And so that was awesome. And she was just telling me, like, oh, I came here because of the reviews online. Everybody said it was great. So it was an awesome week, man, in the office. It was really,
hey,
really cool.
Hey, are you sure you could be talking about this, about your patients on the air? What about that patient, doctor, confidentiality?
No, nobody knows who they are. As long as I don't mention their names, there isn't any problems. I can always talk about cases that I've had.
Be careful, Doctor.
As long as I call them Daffy Duck and Minnie Mouse, whatever, then it's all good. Or black out the names. But actually, when I do lectures, I use case studies. I use these people's, and I ask them for permission, of course. But I use their blood work and their results, and I talk about their cases and their history and that kind of stuff. I just don't mention a name. And most people are actually really like it, man. When you help people and there hasn't been any way for them to get help, they're very excited about it, and they tell everybody about it, which is how my practice grows, man. So it's great.
Right.
And then I also get to use that when I'm lecturing about certain subjects and helping other people help people the same way. So that's really cool. But good stuff, man. I'm excited about the show tonight. I can't wait to talk to our special guest, man. I want to talk Major League. I want to talk about Joe Boo. So let's do it. Let's cut to a commercial real quick. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Scott Suchu from JoeBooLifestyle.com. Get your questions ready. Be back right after this.
Are you good enough for the hot corner?
find out on the Hot Corner Show with your host, Dr. Ray, the softball-playing chiropractor, and Manuel T. Ferrero III, the commissioner of International Slow Pitch Softball, plus the sports dork, David Dork, bringing you sports, news, and entertainment every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio, ispsradio.com, and now on the ISPS Softball app, available for free in the Apple and Google App Stores. The Hot Corner Show, Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and bring your A-game.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Ladies and gentlemen!
All right, we're here now with our special guest, our Mr. Scott Suchu from JoBooLifestyle.com. Scott, how you doing tonight?
Great, thanks for having me, guys.
Of course, it's our pleasure to have you on the show. Talking about JoBoo, Manny and I are both big Major League fans. So tell us a little bit about the history of JoBoo. For those who may be listening who are crazy, who don't know who JoBoo is.
Absolutely. So, as most people know, there was a movie in 1989 with Major League, had a lot of big stars in it, and one of the biggest stars was JoBoo, who was the voodoo god that helped Pedro Serrano hit curveballs in the movie. And my best friend and I, Matt Nebaker, we grew up together in Arizona, played baseball together, and just kind of throughout our childhood and even growing up had quoted the movie and just loved everything about it. And there came a time where we thought, well, we want to have a JoBoo, you know, there's a bunch of things we'd like to use it for. And when we went to go buy one, we found out that they never made one ever since the movie was made in 1989. So almost as a joke, I made one out of clay and made some reproductions for Matt, and it was a really bad reproduction, but it was hilarious. It somewhat resembled JoBoo, and from there, we thought, you know what, let's have some fun with this. This is great. Everyone thinks it's funny. It's got this superstition-type element to it, so let's see if we can get to the right people in the figure out how to do licensing, and from there, we've done that and got licensing through Morgan Creek and Paramount Pictures that made the movie, and now we make the officially licensed figure for JoBoo.
That's amazing, Scott. And this is Manny over here, and I spoke with Matt earlier, but I congratulate you guys on this idea. Who designed the original JoBoo? Who was the artist from the original movie? Do you guys know?
So David Ward wrote the script, and you know, it must have been somebody who did a bunch of the design for the movie. I've never actually pinpointed the exact person that has made it, although the exact figure that they used in the movie still exists, and the president of Morgan Creek Productions still has it. It's not at his house right now. In fact, right now it's in the Louisville Slugger Hall of Fame in a case. So I don't know who originally made the first figure, but it's still around, and I'm sure I could probably find out at some point.
But your design for the little statue is actually your clay design?
It's not. My design was so bad that it was just somewhat of a novelty. Once we got the rights, then we used the actual figure and some 3D modeling, and then some professional sculptors that made almost an exact replica of the figure from the movie, just scaled down in size, because the exact figure is actually big. It's almost over 2 feet tall.
Wow, I didn't realize that it was that big, man. Do you have any pictures floating around from that clay one, man? I mean, that's something I don't care how bad it is, man. That's something cool I got to see. I would love to make JoBoo out of clay. How'd you have that much extra time on your hands, man? I mean, how long did that take you?
Well, it took me longer than probably most people who have some artistic ability. But I had some extra time, I guess, when I was in residency, and I'm an anesthesiologist now. I don't know how I found some exercise during while I was doing that, but I guess I chiseled out a little bit of time and then made this figure, and YouTube can teach you a lot of things, you know.
Yeah, that's the truth, man. I've learned just about everything on YouTube, but in residency especially, man, that's crazy. Man, that's awesome. Can you believe that it's grown this much? And Derek Holland even has a Joe Boo now, I'm seeing.
No, you know, we're shocked that it's come this far. You know, this started out as just kind of an idea between Matt and I, and making the figure itself a crude representation was farther than I kind of thought it would ever go. And to get this far with people enjoying it and using it, and some of the letters and comments we receive, that's really been the best part of all of this.
Now, Scott, what about, have you guys actually made up a backstory for Joe Boo? Like, where is Joe Boo originally from? What religion is he? Like, you know, a little backstory on the actual figurine, that would be kind of cool. Have you guys thought about something like that?
Yeah, you know, we have. And right now, we are in the process of doing a lot of different things. And we've kind of figured out that there's not only a lot of people that really liked the movie, but also a lot of people that have kind of enjoyed it being passed down through his family, and people having nicknames and people using it for different superstitious reasons. So we have a lot of other things that people have approached us about, including, you know, baseball bats that you can use to come out of a slump, and even Joe Boo's rum, which should be coming out in a couple of weeks. And so, you know, with that in mind, there's really no backstory on Joe Boo, and we're kind of working on kind of designing what his backstory is and finding out, you know, where that might lead, because it's this mysterious, superstitious voodoo character that, you know, brings a lot of brings a lot of happiness to people.
Like I told Matt, whenever you guys need any references or anything about Cuba or whatnot, because I know he's a Santeria god, and I know you guys were recently in Cuba, and that's my next question. Just let me know, because my family is originally from Cuba. I'm Cuban-American, but just let me know if you guys need any references, any history. That would be kind of cool. I would love to work on that. But how was Cuba? I know Matt was over there. How was Cuba? Were you able to go as well?
No, I wasn't able to go. I love it. I'll take you up on that, because, you know, we think that Cuba is a great place, and Matt went there, and he told me all about it. And I actually trained with some former doctors who came to the United States and are now practicing here, and they are from Cuba, and their family's from Cuba. He just had nothing but good things to say. I mean, he just said it was a great place, the culture, the food, the people. I mean, everything he said was just great, and it falls perfectly in line with what we're trying to do, which is just make something that people can laugh at, that they can enjoy and have a good time with. And whether that's the figure or the rum or whatever we're doing, that's just what we want to do, is just, you know, have something that people can enjoy.
Well, I'm a little bit interested in this rum, you know, and I noticed there may be a fire one. I'm sure that may have some cinnamon or something in there too, something like that. But who knows? I mean, it's Joe Boo. We still got to figure out, you know. But tell us a little bit more about that rum, man. That's coming out in a couple of weeks. That sounds like something that'll be a good seller.
Yeah. So, you know, we had this idea after the figure. It's something that we kind of always thought about. It's very bad to steal Joe Boo's rum, and we wanted to see what it might lead to. So, you know, over the last year, we've found a distillery, and we have a rum, two different types that are made in the Caribbean. One is in a silver that is a
Man, I'm sorry about that, my man. We never know when it's going to happen, but it's the Hot Corner. halftime show sponsored by Sports Grill right now. They just brought it out to us. We brought Crash Blast Sports Grill here. The manager, Rick, is just bringing us out the halftime here. It's a little early today, but we're not going to complain about that, man. We're going to say thank you very much, baby. So Manny's got some fish tacos over
fish
there.
Fish tacos? Beautiful.
And
thank
I've
you,
and I've got a tuna salad that just looks awesome, man. And a healthy option here at Sports Grill. You can still come to Sports Grill and eat healthy. So, you know, they got it all here. Everything you want.
And they'll be watching
now,
the NBA Finals tonight on all the
And they'll be watching
screens,
the NBA
man.
Finals as well, too, 100%.
Who
so.
You going for, Rick? Warriors.
He doesn't
Who
care.
I for?
Raiders. Rick says,
anybody?
The
Oakland
Scott,
Raiders.
We're going to ask you in a minute, too. Rick just says Raiders. Hey, Raiders.
Well, the Warriors are from Oakland.
Oh, okay, Cubs fan. All right, so let's go Cubbies, too. I like that. All right, Rick, thank you very much, my man.
Thank you, Rick.
All
anybody
right.
but LeBron.
And Scott, sorry for the interruption. Scott, there, you were in the middle of telling
no
us
problem.
About the run. So go ahead and hit us again now that we've got our halftime
no
meal
problem.
Out here.
Yeah, you guys eat, and I'll talk a little bit. So, yeah, we got two great rums. One is a light rum. It's a silver rum that comes out of the U.S. Virgin Islands. Then we have a barrel-aged rum, which is aged in American oak barrels out of Jamaica. It is then produced in our distillery out of Wheeling, Illinois, which is right outside of Chicago, where it's filtered much like one of the premium vodkas or like a Tito's, and it's extremely smooth. And we designed the label. We designed everything from the ground up, and we have a great product. I mean, I think you guys are in Florida, right?
Yeah, Florida, Florida for both of us here.
Yeah, I can't wait to get it out, and I think Florida would be a great place for this rum. It's just a very smooth rum. We have two different types. It's got, you know, a superstition background, and of course you got Joe Boo, so I think people are going to love it.
Man, that's awesome. Well, let me know when it comes out. Let us know. Send us a tweet. We'll get you back on the Hot Corner. We'll talk about it. We'll sample it. We'll get us some Joe Boo rum. I'm excited
oh,
about
yeah.
that for sure. And, man, for you guys out there listening, check out JoeBooLifestyle.com. I'm looking at Charlie Sheen and Derek Holland right now hanging out with the Joe Boo. And you guys can hang out with your own Joe Boo tonight, too. We're going to give them out.
We're going to be hanging out with Joe Boo every Hot Corner show,
yeah,
man. We have
Joe
our
Boo's
very own
with
right
us
here.
From now on the Hot Corner.
Our viewers on Periscope are checking out Joe Boo with his nice
checking
little
out Joe Boo right there.
Tobacco there, cigar. Nice.
Toaquito for sure. So, listen, Scott, tell us, man, real quick, where can everybody find you? Where can they purchase a Joe Boo? Tell the audience a little bit about that.
Yeah, so our website is JoeBooLifestyle.com. For the rum, which will be launching soon, it's JoeBooRum.com. And right now, you can just type Joe Boo in any Google search, and it should come up. But right now, if you want to, you can buy a Joe Boo figure from ClarkToys.com. And they're a great company out of Wisconsin, family-run business. They do really good work. They'll get it shipped out really quickly.
Now, Scott, we're going to be we're going to hold you. We're going to place you on hold. We're going to cut to a quick commercial break, and we're probably going to do some trivia questions here to our live audience here. Do you mind waiting a couple more minutes and sitting tight for this?
Sure.
Maybe give out some free Joe Boos. You never know. We'll be right back, Scott.
Okay.
Hand tight.
Thanks.
Listen to the Hot Corner Show every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern right here on the ISPS Radio Podcast Channel. Call the show at 347-637-3978 and talk sports and health topics with Dr. Ray. Plus, slow-pitch softball from around the world with Manuel T. Ferrero III, fantasy sports, special guests, and more. Call the show now on the special guest call-in hotline at 347-637-3978. Now, bring your A-game, because you're about to experience the Hot Corner.
All right. right, ladies and gents, we're back. It's time for some trivia here. We got a couple people here listening to the show, so we're going to ask them first. We're going to give them a chance. They've seen it. It's an old movie, 1989, but for those real Major League fans, it may be
Were these guys even born in 1989, man?
They might have. But no, still a great movie. Everybody's seen it. So who in the movie was originally not invited to camp? Who was originally not invited to spring training camp? It wasn't a pitcher. All right, so.
All right, next question. Well, give them the answer at least. Give them the answer.
Well, right, so we'll give them the answer. It was Willie Mays Hayes. If you remember, he showed up the first day and they kicked him out. They put his bed outside. And then they did the 60-yard dash. And he got out of bed and he ran it in his pajamas and he beat everybody. And the manager said, get that guy a uniform.
That's right. And actually, it was played by Wesley Snipes, and that's where he's sitting out on the bed. He says, huh, I'm cut already?
He wakes up on the bed and says, whoa, I'm cut already. All right, so second trivia question. What was Ricky Vaughn in jail for? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. If you don't know by now, you ain't going to know it.
You ain't going to know it.
He was originally in jail for car
theft. I would think these questions are kind of easy, man.
A couple of these are tough.
I guess it shows our age, man. We're getting a
but
little older.
Car theft was why he was in jail. He said he took a nice car, and he talked about it on the Leno show. He said, oh, you know, saw a nice car, thought I'd take it for a drive. Through six states, ended up in a high-speed chase. You know? It was crazy. So that's Ricky Vaughn. All right, next trivia question. What credit card company do the Indians make a commercial for? All right, nobody knows over here. Rick, you know?
They should name a credit card.
Name a credit card. Give it a guess. Nope, not MasterCard. That little home run hitter. Don't leave home without it. Don't steal home without it.
American Express.
All right. Rick wins it.
Rick wins a
Rick
Joe
wins
Boo.
A Joe Boo. Woo! All right.
All right,
now,
we got one more Joe
one.
Boo.
This is a tough one right here. All right. What is the name of the Indians play-by-play announcer? Bob Uecker in real life, the announcer for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hilarious guy. One of my favorite parts of the movie, Bob Uecker. You can't say that up here. Yeah, nobody's listening anyway. Exactly. Bob Uecker. What was his name in the movie? Any idea?
They're not going to remember that.
That's a tough one. All right. Harry Doyle.
Harry
was
Doyle.
His name. Harry Doyle. All right. Now, where did the Indians owner originally want to move the team? She wanted the team to suck so bad that she wanted to relocate it. Where did she want it to relocate to from Cleveland? Miami, baby. All right, we got another winner.
There we go.
There it is. There it is. All right, very cool. All right, and just one more for fun. Everybody should know this one. What country is Pedro Serrano originally from?
There you go. Where are they from? Chris the intern. You ain't going to win anything, but where's he from?
Where's he from? Where everybody in Miami's from?
Cuba.
Pedro Serrano, the Cuban crusher. Yes. All right. Excellent. Scott, thanks for hanging with us, man. Did you know all the answer to all those trivia questions, by the way?
I did, but I'm probably a little biased.
Yeah, I imagine. I imagine you know this movie inside out, right?
Yeah. Great movie.
Yeah, man, me too. I've seen it over and over. My favorite part, it's a very underrated part, but it's at the end when Wild Thing comes out. And I don't know if this is in Major League 1 or Major League 2. I don't remember. But everybody's going crazy, and the song is playing. And then all of a sudden, there's a guy that's working at the stadium holding, like, a tray of Pepsi, and he just pumps his and he's like, yeah, like it's one of my favorite parts in the whole movie, man. Seeing that guy, I like pause it and rewind it and watch how excited that guy is, man. I hope that guy got paid a bunch of money for being an extra, because that was an awesome part of the movie. But
that's incredible.
That's incredible. Scott, man, thanks for hanging with us again. Before we let you go, anybody that you want to shout out, and just again, just please mention where people can grab these Joe Boos, because a lot of fun for us here on the show, and a lot of fun for people to have Joe Boo, take them to softball games, take them to baseball games, pray about your kids on them, whatever you got to do.
Absolutely, yeah. I'll give a shout out to my amigo, Matt Nebaker, who unfortunately couldn't join us tonight, but we came up with this together and had a lot of fun with it. Again, JoeBooLifestyle.com is our website. JoeBooRum.com is where you can learn more about the rum. And then Clark Toys is where you can buy a figure right now, and they'll send one right out to you. It's really well-made, great product.
Awesome, man. Yeah, and we can definitely attest to that. For the people watching on Periscope, you can see great-looking version of JoeBoo. Scott, thanks for hanging out with us. Again, guys, check them out, JoeBooLifestyle.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have the health topic. We'll be right back after this.
Frontier Spine and Healthcare brings you the cutting edge in healthcare with all the newest research and techniques in natural medicine. Although many people share the same symptoms, they all have them for different reasons. Using thorough physical examination and the newest technology in diagnostic testing, we can truly discover why you have the symptoms you do. Remember that good doctors know what you have, but great doctors know why. Call 786-353-HEAL or click www.353heal.com to schedule your appointment and experience the future of medicine today. Predictive, preventive, and personalized. Frontier Spine and Healthcare. Area code 786-353-HEAL or www.353heal.com.
All right, guys, we're back on the show here, ready to rock and roll with the health topic. And again, we want to thank Scott Suchu for coming out from JoeBooLifestyle.com. But right now, let's talk a little bit about migraines. For you guys that don't know, June is actually Migraine Awareness Month, and it's a really important topic because migraines can be a sign of a lot of underlying issues. I actually, this week, had a patient come in. One of her complaints was headaches. She told me she gets them very severe, and I never really saw her when she had a headache up until one day when she came in. And she was literally sweating. She was carrying a bucket to throw up in. It was like her son's like sand pail from the beach. She's super pale, sweating and like clammy and just cold and just looking completely miserable. We ended up turning out all the lights in the office just to allow her to feel a little bit better until I could see her. And finally I saw her and we did some work on her, adjusted her, stretched out some muscles. Did a little bit of work on her, and she said that before, she never would have been able to work the same day she got one of these migraines, and she never actually recovered from one of these migraines without sleeping until the next day. After she came in to get adjusted that day, 4 hours later, she was working. So she said that it was the fastest turnaround from a headache that she's ever had, and she's also noticed that they've been getting less and less with some of the work that we've been doing, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, but before we do, I want you guys to know about why it's important to get migraines evaluated and not just treat them and live with them. So migraines can be a sign of underlying problems, as I mentioned, like stroke, cardiovascular issues, hormonal changes, chronic infections, chronic stress or acute stress, stressful situations, and even cancerous things like tumor growth. So very important to get migraines checked out. Some of them come with an aura. Some of them come without an aura. I'm sure you guys have heard that. What that means is, it affects your eyesight. You get kind of this hazy vision for a little while. And, you know, some people can't hear loud noises. Some people can't see things, can't see light because it bothers them. I've had patients walk in with sunglasses on before, like just sitting there in the office. So definitely very environmentally oriented when it comes to these headaches and these migraines. So whenever an exam is done, it's really important that major concerns, serious concerns are ruled out. So if you know somebody or you personally have migraines, And their doctor hasn't done a thorough checkup on him, and all they said was, oh, you got migraines. All right, well, here, take this medicine, and, you know, you'll be good. And if they don't take that medicine, they have migraines all the time. They may want to consider getting a little bit more of an exam done because it could be other issues. So one type of exam that should always be done is called a fundoscopic exam, or when the doctor basically takes a tool and looks into your eyes. And we use a panoptic fundoscope in the office, and what it does is it allows you to actually look into eyes and look at the vessels in the back of their eyes that are very sensitive to swelling and to pressure, and that can give us signs of either growth behind the eyes or changes in blood pressure that could be causing that situation as well, too. We listen or auscultate the arteries of the head and the neck to make sure that everything sounds well, like the blood flow is all good. Listen to and feel the peripheral pulses, so in the wrist, underneath the arm, down in the feet, make sure that everything's in good shape. And, of course, we listen to all four valves of the heart and the lungs to make sure that there are no cardiovascular issues that could be contributing. We can also assess the blood work and see if there's any other type of nutritional deficiencies that could be causing the issue. Sometimes more iron in blood or many blood cells. These cause problems where the cardiovascular system will be good, but what it's pushing is the problem. So also muscles can cause these pinched nerves, all these different things. So a hands-on exam and a physical exam is really important when it comes to evaluating migraines. So extremely, extremely important that it's a thorough thing done because, again, migraines, not only do they decrease productivity, but if they are a sign of any of these underlying issues, that's only going to continue to get worse as you treat. Medical treatment options include drugs. There's a lot of different drugs out there on the market. There's topiramate, Divalproex, propranolol, metoprolol, gabapentin and timolol are sometimes used. Amitriptyline and venlafaxine are sometimes used as well. They even use some blood pressure medicines like angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibitors and also Botox or botulinum toxin. Botox injections have actually been shown to help with chronic migraines as well too. There's some surgeries that they can do now where they put medical devices in that stimulate certain nerves to help to reduce it, to help to reduce the pain, like a transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation device. Migraine surgery can decompress certain nerves in the head and neck that may be pinched, as I mentioned earlier. And then there's alternative therapies, and this is what we provide at my office. Chiropractic manipulation really helps. Physiotherapy of the muscles helps. Massage and relaxation can help. We do all that over there. We also have something called rapid release technique, which really helps spasmodic muscles or muscles that are tight that could be pinching a nerve. And then in addition to that, the biggest difference is that what we do is we assess for these other chemical imbalances, whether it be hormonal in nature. Women especially can suffer from migraines around their period, and it can be a sign that their hormones are off. And a lot of times that's due to other changes in the body. Hormones don't just change. That all happens for a reason. So there's a lot of things that can cause these migraines, and it's important to look at them. Treatment-wise, what else can be done with natural therapy? Exercise is something that helps. That's been shown to help with migraines. And then also herbs. Butterbur and feverfew are two herbs that have been proven to help in prevention of migraine headaches. And then I have a product called Migranex in the office that helps with that. And then I have another product actually called Alcinil, which it was developed by a neurologist, and it's basically a chili pepper concentrate that you spray into your nose, and it burns a nerve, or it stimulates, burns really a nerve that causes the migraine headache on that side of your head. So if it's a left-sided headache, you spray it into your left nostril. If it's a right-sided, the other, and vice versa. And both, if it hurts on both sides. And all my patients report that it's helped them tremendously. And we use this for symptom control instead of, you know, ibuprofen or Midol or, you know, other headache medicine, like even Imitrex and those things. It's just as just as effective, excuse me. So a lot of natural things that can be done, and very important to rule out other things when it comes to these migraines. I just want to let you guys know that if you do know somebody suffering with migraines, June is Migraine Awareness Month. That's why we're talking about it here on the show now. And all migraine-related visits and products in my office are going to be 10% off. So good time to take advantage of it. Like I said, if you're just living with it, you don't have to. So that's the health topic for the night, guys. Want to thank you guys for listening. When we come back in just a moment, we're going to be back with you talking about the Hot Corner Hot List. We got a lot to talk about tonight. A lot of stuff has gone down. So we'll be right back in a quick break talking the Hot Corner Hot List. See you in a minute.
Listen to the Hot Corner Show every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern right here on the ISPS Radio Podcast Channel. Call the show at 347-637-3978 and talk sports and health topics with Dr. Ray. Plus, slow-pitch softball from around the world with Manuel T. Ferrero III, fantasy sports, special guests, and more. Call the show now on the special guest call-in hotline at 347-637-3978. Now, bring your A-game, because you're about to experience the Hot Corner.
All right, we are back. It is time for the Hot Corner Hot List. If you guys haven't heard the hot list before, what I'm going to do is say a topic, and Manny is going to go ahead and hit us with his thoughts real quick. I'm going to hit you with mine real quick, one, two sentences, and we're going to keep it moving going through this hot list. All right, let's kick it off. Manny, you ready?
Ready. Ready,
sir. Muhammad Ali.
The greatest of all time, brother. No, nobody else will ever be even an eyelash in his eye.
I agree, man. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. One of the best of all time, extremely motivating, always a public favorite figure and a great role model. Rest in peace, Muhammad Ali. From one of the greatest to Donald Trump.
The worst of all time. That guy, I don't know, he floated like a freaking hot air balloon and stung like a freaking venomous spider. Who knows, man?
Floated like a hot air balloon. That's pretty funny right there, man. Great comparison between the two. But all right, well, for me, Donald Trump, I think it's pretty funny that they just moved the World Golf Classic from the Trump National in Doral.
Did you hear that?
To Mexico City, Mexico. So I don't
what
know if that had anything to do with trying to slap Trump in the face or not. But, hey, Donald Trump, Hot Corner Hot List, here we go. Next up, Johnny Depp.
Let me tell you, Donald Trump has been on our hot list for the past how long?
We're too long on Donald Trump. We spent too many Hot Corner
Hot
Lists on Donald
Trump. I don't see Hillary on here, but he stays popular, I guess. But what
Listen,
is Joe Biden?
Talk to the producer of the show. Talk to the producer of the show. That's all I'm going to say. All right, next, Johnny Depp.
Man, Johnny, what are you doing, brother? What are you doing, man? I hope it ain't true, man, but, you know, domestic violence is not a thing to do, guys. Love your women. Don't hit them. For what? It's cheaper to keep her.
It's cheaper to keep her. You might be right about that.
Write it down. Write it down.
I tell you what, I didn't know anything happened with Johnny Depp. What happened?
He's accused of domestic violence with his ex-wife. Come on, Dr. Ray. You got to do your research for the show, Dr. Ray. Man, they even put it on here. They put the link on here. All you got to do is just click Johnny Depp.
All you got to do is look. I guess that tells you, man. I've been a little bit busy. All right, let's keep it moving. Summer vacation.
See what I'm working with here, Joe Vu
for more time. All right, summer vacation.
Summer vacation. Gas prices are going up, and Disney World was more expensive than I've ever experienced in my life, brother. What about you?
Manny's complaining about money. Summer vacations, I'm thinking I want to take one. Hopefully I'll be able to get the time. Love summer,
man.
Though,
I just want to stay home, man. I've been traveling too much.
Yeah, you've been a jet setter, man. All right, let's keep it moving. NBA Finals.
NBA Finals. Anybody but LeBron. Go Warriors.
Anybody LeBron. I think get out your brooms, ladies and gents. I think it's going to be a sweep. We're going to be watching Game 3 here a little bit starting at 9 tonight. But definitely, man, it's getting crazy out there. And I really think that Golden State got the chance to sweep it. Definitely Golden State all the way. All right. Gwen and Blake.
Man, I don't know. I really don't know that much about Gwen. I used to love Stefani. I used to carry a picture of Stefani growing up for No Doubt days. But I don't, man. I
research the show. All right. Do research the show. All right. All you do is a little link, and you can see all
right.
of the when apparently they broke up. There's been a lot of trouble. But I hope they're together. I don't think it's ever going to happen. But Gwen and Blakey, you got to love the country mixed with the rock. All right, next, let's keep it moving. Next on the list, Zika virus.
Zika virus, I have no idea what's going on with that. All I know is stay away from the mosquitoes. Don't let standing water around your property so the mosquitoes don't breed.
It is, let's stay around standing water. Not to get bit by mosquitoes. They're all over the place in the summertime. Lebum is actually a thing to put on that's natural that can help with keeping it. Stanley Cup, last one on the list. Stanley Cup, what do you think about it?
Is it over yet? I don't know.
I don't know, man. We got to get this to work out here. I think they're still playing, man. I think that there's hockey on
it. San Jose playing in it. No, the Sharks? I don't even know. This is a sports show. I don't even talk about sports. Unbelievable, guys.
I can't believe it, man. After the show, brother. You know, I don't know what's on here. We click the little button, bro. That's all we got to do, right? But into a listening to Scott Suchu gone to rocking and rolling here. We're going to take here, and we'll be back with a little bit of fantasy, and hopefully we'll be joined by Sports Dwarf for Miami in just a little while. Tight, just 1 minute. We'll be right back after the quick break.
Are you good enough for the Hot Corner? Find out on the Hot Corner Show with your host, Dr. Ray, the softball-playing chiropractor, and Manuel T. Ferrero III, the commissioner of international slow-pitch softball, plus the sports dork, David Dwork, bringing you sports, news, and entertainment every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio, ispsradio.com, and now on the ISPS Softball app, available for free in the Apple and Google App Store. The Hot Corner Show, Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and bring your A-game.
All right, ladies and gents, we're back in the mix right here, ready to go, talking sports, finish out the show here. Got about 12 minutes left on the Hot Corner again. If you guys ever want to tweet any questions to us or our sports dork or any of our special guests, you can find us on Twitter at the Hot Corner Show, at Dr. Ray T, and at Manuel Ferrero. So you can find us, and of course, at ISPSO if you want to follow ISPS. So you can always be in contact with us there. Online, you can check out my website if you have questions about the health topic at 353heal.com. And, of course, you can always go on over to internationalslowpitchsoftball.com to find out more about ISPS and upcoming tournaments. And
don't forget to visit our special guest tonight, JoeBooLifestyle.com.
Of course, yeah, JoeBooLifestyle.com. All right, so let's talk a little bit of sports here on the Hot Corner. First up, Heat. Well, they're out of it. NBA Finals are obviously going on right now. As we mentioned earlier, we think Golden State's going to take it. The big news around the Miami Heat right now is, are we going to sign Hassan Whiteside, and are we going to get Kevin Durant? What do you think is going on with all that, Manny?
I think we're going to get them both. We're going to get Hassan Whiteside, and we're going to get Kevin Durant, and we're going to go all the way to the NBA Finals, and we're going to win it all next year, brother.
Spoken like a true Yankees fan. Spoken like a true Yankees fan. Yeah, we might as well just trade for Russell Westbrook while we're at it, right? Let's just.
No, I don't like Westbrook, man. That guy's volatile, man. He's a little loose cannon. I'm not very. I don't like that guy very much. I think he's the problem in OKC, to tell you the truth.
The problem? Okay. Well, hey, it's a possibility. Volatility is never good unless you have money to spend and you're in the stock market and you can buy low and sell high at the right times. But anyway, moving on here. LB, Yordano Ventura and Machado fist fight. Did you see the knockout punch?
There was no knockout punch, man. But Machado was going to knock him out if he actually connected like that guy or Dono or whatever. And when Batista, that was a nice, clean shot.
Yeah, Odor, Rugnet Odor really, really nailed it. And Batista in a conference afterwards said, you know, it takes a little bit bigger of a man to knock me down, I guess. So he got his shot back at him.
Woozy,
he did take the punch.
He was woozy, though.
He didn't go down, though. I got to say, he took the punch. But he said he was looking for a fight, man. He said that he, you know, he really went after him. So, and you could definitely tell, 100%. He really did go after that guy. And I think I like what Odor did, man. I mean, personally, as a guy who's played the game, he could have ended his career, man. He coming in with a high slide like that, just completely torn his nub. I mean, who knows, man. So. I'm not condoning fighting on there, but I am condoning defending yourself, and I just think it was awesome, and I kind of like to see that, too, take Batista down a little bit, because he's getting a bit out of control with all these bat flips and all this stuff. What do you think of that, Manny?
Yeah, he's a little showboat. I don't agree with all this new school type of mentality like the Harpers, the Bautistas with the flipping of the bat. Just play the game. Be humble, man, because there's always going to be somebody bigger, faster, better than you, and you just don't want to look like an ass.
I couldn't agree any more than that. I mean, that's really the biggest thing. So, all right, I think we have our sports dork on the line here, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to cut to his intro so we can start up our section, and we'll be right back.
The moment you've all been waiting for. It's Sports with the Sports Dork. Live right now on the ISPS Radio Network. With sports news and entertainment for all you dorks out there. Follow him on Twitter at David Dwork. And call the show now at 347-637-3978. And ask the Dwork anything. Nothing's off topic. And now, the sports dwarf, David Dwork.
All right, baby, we're back at it. Feels like a regular old Wednesday night here on the Hot Corner. We got the whole team back in here ready to rock and roll. Dave, how you doing tonight, my man?
I'm doing well, Dr. Ray. Doing good, man.
Glad to hear, brother. How's everything going for you? Any big news? Anything going on lately for you? Any new changes?
Sports-wise, you know, it's kind of the status quo right now. You know, wrapping up the hockey and basketball seasons. Marlins are, you know, working their way into June. I told you guys, outside of sports, my wife and I are expecting our first child, so that keeps us pretty busy. But, you know, work-wise, it's kind of getting into the quiet time of year.
Congratulations, Dave, man. Awesome, brother. Great to hear, brother. Lions make lions, baby.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. Nice and easy. Just said, there you go. It's perfect, man. So, man, tell us what's going on in the Heat circles right now. We were just talking about it a little while ago. What do you think about Whiteside, and what do you think about Durant possibly coming down?
Well, with Whiteside, I mean, you know, he's gonna test the market. I'm sure he's gonna dip his toe in the lake and see what's out there. But going back to when, you know, there was all the talk about him possibly getting dealt at the trade deadline, Riley obviously didn't pull the trigger. So I like to think that Riley, being the guy that he is, has a plan already for what to do with Whiteside. I'm sure that they've talked, and whatever Riley wants to do, whether it's sign Whiteside, try to get him to stick around for a little less money, which I think is a possibility, and, you know, see what else he can do. When it comes to Riley, I always just go by the same credo. In Riley, we trust. He's never done us wrong. He's like one of the smartest minds in basketball. So whatever he's got planned for Whiteside, that's cool with me. Durant, I wouldn't get my hopes up. Just it's too big of a move to happen this offseason. And Riley's got too much to take care of on the Heat side of the roster with Wade and Whiteside and a few other guys, Luol Deng. So we'll see how it plays out, but I wouldn't get my hopes up for Kevin Durant.
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling you on that one as well, too. It's a long shot. There's a lot of people talking about it, though. So, I mean, who knows? You never know. LeBron seemed like a long shot at one point, so we'll see what Riley does. But I agree with you there, and Riley we trust. So what do you got going on with the finals right now? What do you think is going to happen a little bit later on?
It's so hard to think that anything other than the Warrior continuing to dominate is going to happen. It seems like what happened in the Western Conference Finals with the Thunder was kind of a wake-up call. I was surprised to see them lose a game at home and then continue to kind of have their struggles. But, you know, you've seen that the Warriors are kind of battling through some injuries right now. Steph Curry certainly isn't the player that he's been most of the season. Granted, even Steph Curry at 50% is still better than most players in the league at 100%. But from this point on, I think maybe the Cleveland will win one of their home games. But I think the Warriors are just going to continue to dominate and probably win the series in five.
So you think it's going to be just five? I mean, I was thinking it may even be a sweep. If they don't win it tonight especially, man, I think it's done. But, yeah, I just see total domination. The Warriors, man, if their stars aren't hot, their bench is hot, their bench can score, everybody can score, the ball just flies around. I mean, it's awesome to watch them. And unfortunately for the Cavs, when they get back, it looks like they just start chalking up the threes. And, you know, J.R. Smith can only get so hot, and it doesn't happen every game. So I think you're right. Maybe they steal one, but I would even say get the brooms out. And then what about LeBron coming back to Miami after that? You know, everybody's posting about that too. Would you take him back, and what do you think that's a realistic possibility?
Would I take him back? Absolutely. I mean, you'd be crazy not to. Do I think it's possible? It's possible, but I think it's way less possible if the Cavaliers don't win the series, which they most likely are not going to. I think LeBron went back to Cleveland with one goal in mind, and that was bringing a championship to a city that hasn't seen one in over half a decade. If he doesn't pull that off this year, I don't see him leaving. Maybe next year. But with the Cavs, it's just difficult for them to continue to put a lineup together, even when they thought they had their version of the big three, Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love. I mean, we're seeing how Kevin Love in the playoffs is not the kind of productive player that he is during the regular season. Kyrie Irving, he's flashed, he looks great, but he can't seem to stay healthy, and he can't seem to be as consistent as you need to be in the playoffs. I think LeBron's going to stick around there until they win a championship or until he just gets so tired of it and wants to leave. But whenever he does choose to leave, I think the Heat will be a pretty good possibility for him with Dwayne Wade being here. We don't know what's going to happen with Chris Bosh, but LeBron has a history here. Him and Pat Riley get along pretty well. So it's certainly possible, but I think he's going to stick around in Cleveland for at least a few more years or until he wins them a title.
Yeah, I think that main goal of him wanting to bring that, you know, that championship home, it's been a long time since Cleveland won in anything. So I know that's a big deal for him. So we'll see what happens. Have you looked at all into college football yet in this upcoming year? You got any? I'm starting to see now, like, you know, the early front runners for the Heisman and all this kind of stuff coming out. You've seen anything about that yet?
You know, I see a couple things here and there, but honestly, Dr. Ray, it's June, and I don't really start to take anything seriously when it comes to college football until we at least get into August and September when things really start heating up. You start seeing which teams are going to be strong, who's healthy, and, you know, with the Canes, there's always optimism, especially this year with Mark Richt. Brad Kaya, he's already projecting as a first-round quarterback. So I think it could be a fun season for the Canes, but as far as the specifics, I don't really look too deep into that until we get a bit further into the summer.
Yeah, man. All right, all right. Well, let's keep it moving. How about the Marlins? What's your take on them right now? There's reports about them being pessimistic about keeping Jose Fernandez. What do you think about that and all the other stuff that's floating on with the Marlins right now with D. Gordon getting suspended? What do you think their chances are and for the rest of the way?
I think their chances are decent the rest of the way. They're going to have to make a couple of moves and really shore up their bullpen because that is quite clearly the team's weakness right now. They're not scoring as many runs as they should, but with Stanton struggling, that's not really a surprise. And they're getting leads late in games, and they can't hold on to them. I mean, just in the last, 7 to 10 days, there's been at least three games where they've held a lead after the seventh inning and didn't close it out. So they're going to have to shore up that bullpen. And beyond that, I think that they've got a pretty solid squad. I mean, you see what Ozuna's doing. Justin Bour is coming around. JT Realmuto is really evolving into a great catcher, both defensively and at the plate. Martin Prado is one of the better hitters in the National League. He's hitting for average well. So there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic about the Marlins. But if Stanton doesn't get going and they don't shore up that bullpen, I wouldn't get my hopes too high for a playoff spot. But it's certainly possible. And the way the Marlins have gone the last forever, it seems, if they're in the race in September and even August, I think it's a successful season because a lot of the times they're so far out of it by that point that you don't really have any interest. So if they can keep people interested, if they can stay in the race till later on in the summer, I think it's a good season for them.
Yeah, I think you're right. Just being there in competition and, you know, like always, the league is, there's always that Cinderella team and there's always that going on. And I'd like to see the Marlins in there competing, especially in a strong division with the Nationals and the Mets like we got now. So awesome stuff, man. Well, Dave, we're out of time, my man. We got to let you go. Let everybody know again where they can find you, where they can read all about the stuff you're putting on before we get out of here and close up the show.
Well, you can find me on cbsmiami.com. Just click on the sports page. And you can follow me on Twitter, at David Dwork. And next time we talk, we're going to have to get into some Dolphins talk. Even though it's just June, you know, there's a lot percolating in Davey. And, you know, just like every other year, this could be the year, right?
Yes, sir. This could be the year. All right, definitely. So you guys got it. Next time on the Hot Corner, we're talking Dolphins with David Dwork from CBS4 Miami. Dave, thanks for coming on, and we'll be talking to you soon, my man. Take care, and congratulations again.
Thanks, Dr. Ray. See you, Manny.
That was our very own Sports Dwork, bringing you all the sports news and entertainment you need.
Thanks again for listening in.
We hope you enjoyed Sports with the Sports Dwork, David Dwork. Now, don't be a real dork. The show's not over. Keep listening. Here are Dr. Ray and Manuel T. Ferrero III.
All right, guys, we want to thank you so much for listening again. Great show tonight, Manny. It was good to be back on here. Good to be back at Sports World.
Yes,
good to be back home behind the plexiglass. We got a bunch of people out here tonight that won some Joe Boos from JoeBooLifestyle.com. We want to thank Scott Suchu for coming out. We talked a lot about the health topic, about migraines. Again, 10% off all this month, 353heal.com. We talked about the Marlins. We talked about your Donovan. So we talked about it all here tonight on the show. And
we
we're getting ready
Joe
for the NBA Finals right now. And we got a Joe Boo for the show from here on out. So you know that we're always going to be good. We're going to be protected. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us on the Hot Corner. Manny, take care, my man. Everybody out there.
Yes, sir.
We won't be here next week, but we'll be back the week after ready to rock and roll on the Hot Corner. Until then, everybody, take care and be well.
You've just heard the Hot Corner Show. On the ISPS Radio Podcast Network with a softball-playing chiropractor and official chiropractor of ISPS, Dr. Ray Tolmos, and Commissioner of International Slow Pitch Softball, Manuel T. Ferrero III. Remember to follow the show and hosts on Twitter and Facebook at ISPSO, at DRRAYT. We hope you enjoyed the show and invite you to listen in to Dr. Ray and Manuel T. Ferrero III each and every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on the International Slow Pitch Softball Radio Podcast Channel at ispsradio.com.